This Front Page podcast is brought to you by GoToMeeting. For your free 30-day trial, visit GoToMeeting.com/times.
Friday's Page One says BP temporarily stopped trying to plug the well in the Gulf. Too much of the fluid being pumped in was leaking out along with more oil. Sonograms now figure in the battle over abortion. Abortion opponents say images can persuade women not to end pregnancies. And why some New Jersey town councils are going against voters' wishes when it comes to school budgets. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says BP halted its attempt to choke off the gusher at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. Engineers realized too much of what they were pumping in was leaking back out with the oil. Times reporter Henry Fountain explains why what they're trying to do is so complicated.
Doing it 5,000 feet underwater adds all sorts of complications and problems. The goal of the top kill is to pump lots and lots of heavy drilling fluid, it's called mud, into the wellhead and eventually get enough of that heavy mud into the well that it overcomes the pressure of the oil. The problem is when you first pump the mud in, most of it's carried away, but if you pump fast enough, if you pump enough of it, then eventually you build up mud in the well, and eventually it overcomes the pressure of the oil.
In Washington, President Obama ordered exploratory drilling in the Gulf suspended. He also canceled or deferred some future wells around the country. The president told a White House news conference his team made several mistakes in judgment along the way.
In case you're wondering, who's responsible? I take responsibility. It is my job to make sure that everything is done to shut this down.
The head of the federal agency regulating offshore drilling resigned under pressure. New government estimates showed the disaster has already eclipsed the Exxon Valdez as the biggest oil spill in U.S. history. Government experts also say the amount of oil pouring from the well is several times worse than the preliminary estimate from BP. Elsewhere on Friday's Page One, why ultrasound has become the newest front in the battle over abortion. 20 states have now passed laws calling for sonograms. Abortion opponents say the images can persuade women not to have an abortion. Last month, Oklahoma's Republican-controlled legislature approved a law that says women must be given the ultrasound image and a detailed oral description of the embryo or fetus. A state judge put that requirement on hold until a hearing next month on a lawsuit filed by two abortion providers. A Manhattan financial advisor whose celebrity clients once included Sylvester Stallone was arrested in what prosecutors called a $30 million Ponzi scheme. Also arrested was former New York City Council President Andrew Stein. He was accused of lying to the IRS about a company set up by investment advisor Kenneth I. Starr. Prosecutors say Stein spent $1.6 million from the company on credit card bills and a summer rental in the Hamptons. When it comes to school budgets, some towns in New Jersey are going against voters' wishes. New Jersey voters defeated a record 316 local school budgets last month, but town councils have now adopted many of those same budgets. Ridgewood resident Greg May says the consensus is, "What good is your vote?" All Souls College at Oxford University in England is dropping an exam that used to be an admissions requirement. Students had 3 hours to spin an essay around a single word they got when the clock started ticking. The essay was supposed to show intellectual brilliance under pressure. Sometimes it seemed to test students' ability to sound brilliant while saying not much of anything. All Souls now says the test no longer provides insight into would-be Oxonians. We'll go inside Friday's Times after this.
The average cost of a single business trip is $1,000. Consider having your meetings online instead with GoToMeeting. Use GoToMeeting for sales presentations, product demos, training sessions, or collaborating on documents. At $49 a month for unlimited meetings, it replaces most business trips and saves your company money. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com/times.
Inside Friday's Times, friction from the UN over CIA drone strikes. A top UN official is expected to call for an end to strikes against people suspected of ties to Al-Qaeda. That would complicate the Obama administration's growing reliance on drones in Pakistan. UN Special Rapporteur Philip Alston says the life and death power of drones should be in the hands of the armed forces, not intelligence agencies. He says the military is more accountable when there's a mistake. The UN is withdrawing 2,000 peacekeepers from Congo. The Congolese government wanted more pulled out. Congo's army is widely known to be corrupt and ineffective. It's been accused of human rights abuses against civilians. Nepal is teetering at the edge of a political crisis. An impasse between Maoists and the two other major parties there is stalling a deal to extend the term of parliament past Friday. That would give negotiators more time to complete a new constitution. If they miss the deadline, there could be problems for the current government. In Washington, the Senate Armed Services Committee voted to let the Pentagon repeal the so-called "Don't Ask, Don't Tell" policy. The vote is a big step toward dismantling that Clinton-era policy as part of the annual defense authorization bill. The closed-door vote was 16-12. Senator Susan Collins of Maine says she was the only Republican who voted in favor of repeal. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says employers should expand insurance coverage for workers' children up to age 26. More than 65 insurance companies have already agreed to allow young adults to stay on their parents' policies. Employers will have to offer the coverage under the new health care law. Ms. Sebelius says they should make it available sooner without waiting for the law to take effect. Here in New York, Andrew Cuomo accepted the Democratic nomination for governor with a promise to reform Albany. He capped the Democratic State Convention with a speech that said it's time to shake up a state government he said had failed citizens. That government is controlled by fellow Democrats, and Cuomo's been the state attorney general since 2007. But in the coming campaign, he's presenting himself as an outsider with fresh ideas. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thank you.